ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. From the chapter 7 onwards until the 12th chapter is all the 6 chapters which come under the title of Madhyama Shatkam discuss only Ishvara Swarupam, the essential nature of the total cosmos, otherwise said to be the Ishvara Swarupam. What is Bhagavan essentially and what this whole universe is essentially, it is what is discussed. Therefore, by way of presenting the essential nature of the whole, these chapters also present the fact of Bhagavan being the whole. All that is, there is only Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan. This is the final vision that is just arrived at. So, Ishvara Swarupam is subject matter of the 6 chapters of the Madhyama Shatkam. So now we have covered 7th, 8th and we are seeing the 9th verse. Let us go through today's verse, 31st verse. I go to 32nd verse also quickly. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. This is Rajavidya. This is here Rajavidya Rajaguhya Yogaha. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ರಾಜವಿದ್ಯಾರಾಜಗುಹ್ಯ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ನವಮೋಧ್ಯಾಯಃ. ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ರಂ ಭವತಿ ಧರ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಶಶ್ವಚ್ಛಾಂತಿಂ ನಿಗಚ್ಛತಿ ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಪ್ರತಿಜಾನೀಹಿ ನಮೇ ಭಕ್ತಃ ಪ್ರಣಶ್ಯತಿ. I ended the last class with a really joy because the beautiful verse, the beautiful expression here where Bhagavan promises, Hey Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, me bhaktaha na pranashyati. My devotee will never perish, does not perish at all. And they will never perish. And pratijanihi means you understand and you reveal this to all, declare this to all. Pratijanihi maname bhakta pranashyati. Again, bhaktaha, we should understand the one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge as a spiritual person. Therefore, one who lives his life, the commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam and Moksha, he is a real devotee. Then, even as a person committed to the living life of Dharma, Jnana knowledge, being committed to live life of Dharma, also he becomes a real devotee because his will is surrendered to Bhagavan. And such a person who is committed to live a life of values, to earn Bhagavan's grace and being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, such a devotee definitely will not perish at all. That is the promise Bhagavan himself makes here. We saw that last class. I'm going to the next verse. Mam hi parthavya pashritya. Mam hi parthavya. ಥವ್ಯಪಾಶ್ರಿತ್ಯ ಯೇಪಿ ಸ್ಯುಃ ಪಾಪಯೋನಯಃ ಯೇಪಿ ಸ್ಯುಃ ಪಾಪಯೋನಯಃ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಯೋ ವೈಶ್ಯಾಸ್ತಥಾ ಶೂದ್ರಾಃ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಯೋ ವೈಶ್ಯಾಸ್ತಥಾ ಶೂದ್ರಾಃ ತೇಪಿ ಯಾಂತಿ ಪರಾಂ ಗತಿಂ. Bhagavan, he says, even not only people who are Vaidikas or who are Brahmanas, not only people who are totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, not only those people, even all other people, those who have taken refuge in Bhagavan, they will all attain definitely the absolute end. They will all accomplish the ultimate goal. Yes, te api param gatim yanti. Te means those people also, te api, those people also, param gatim yanti, paragatihi. Those people also attain. Te api yanti. They also attain. What do they attain? Param gatim yanti. They, paragatihi means here, paragatihi, there's no absolute end, the most exalt of all the ends. The end accomplishing which no other end needs to be accomplished. The goal attaining which everything else becomes attained as it were. Knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. That is the paragatihi. Therefore, that is moksha. That is knowledge of the reality. Knowledge of moksha. Knowledge of freedom. Knowledge of happiness. As the very nature of reality. Therefore, accomplishment of moksha in terms of knowledge is the paragatihi here. Even those people also attain this absolute end in terms of moksha in the form of knowledge of the truth. Avargalum parambarulai arigirargal. So, who are the people? Krishna says here, Striyaha. Striyaha means women. Striya jitli means women. Women are relatively more emotional. Therefore, they takes time for them to be prepared for knowledge. Therefore, Krishna is mentioning that it's an exception. Okay, doesn't mean that really all women are like that. It's a general rule. Striyaha. Similarly, Vaishyaha. Vaishyaha means the people who are given to the activity of trading are Vaishyaha. People who are given to the activity of trading, naturally, they're very distracted, very, very disturbed because the job, the nature of the work is such, because they always have to do something to make a profit, to make more, to gain, earn. Therefore, they'll be distracted. Even such relatively disturbed people also, Vaishyaha. Tatha Shudraha. Shudraha means we are not talking about the people who are by birth Shudras. Shudraha means even ordinary people who are not of sharp intellect, who are not of very steady minded, who are very disturbed and restless, who are not very focused. Even such Shudraha, such people also, all of them param gatim yanti, te api param gatim yanti. All of them will attain moksha. What is accomplished by the serious people will be accomplished by ordinary people also. Striyaha, Vaishyaha, Tatha, Shudraha, te api param gatim yanti. They also will attain moksha. They also attain moksha in terms of the knowledge of the truth. But who are the people? Epi sihu papayonayaha. They are said to be papa yonayaha. See, papa yonihi means those whose birth itself is because of the papa. Those whose birth, of course, all of us have both punyam and papam. That is why we are born. There's nobody who's absolutely a person of punyam. There's nobody only totally punyavan. Every human being must be having both punyam and papam to be able to assume a human body to be born in this world. If we have only punyam, then we wouldn't have been born as human beings at all. We all had papams. That's why we are born as human beings. We did not have only papam, we also had a lot of punyam. That is why we were born as human beings. If we had only papam, then we would have been born as animals. Only punyam, then we would have been somewhere in as celestials in higher lokas. But now we are here in this world, enjoying a human physical body, because mainly because we are punya papa mishraha. We are all mixture of both punyam and papam. That is why we are enjoying a very unique the physical body, an abode of enjoyment, that we do go through both pain and pleasure, all pairs of opposites. A human being can never go through only pain, never go through only pleasure. Every human being is born here to exhaust one's punya papam in the form of experience of both pains and pleasures, pairs of opposites. But here, papa yonya means it is because of this papam alone, they are born as inferior category, people of inferior category. And even those people, ye api sihu papayonayaha, because of the papam alone, the birth is determined by punya papa. And when people are born as very people of inferior order, inferior and the caliber, being born as people of inferior caliber is only because of the papa karma. There was a certain papayonayaha, who are born of their birth was due to such birth as birth of people of inferior caliber is purely because of their papam. Even those people also definitely will attain moksha in terms of knowledge. But how? If they all surrender, that's the most very important word is vyapashritya. Hey Partha, O Arjuna, Mam vyapashritya. Vyapashritya. Vi apa ashritya. Shri is the, no? Vi apa, three prefixes are there. Vyapashritya. Mam vyapashritya means by taking refuge in me, by having surrendered to me. When people totally surrender to Bhagavan and pray for knowledge of the truth intensely, fervently, seriously, and definitely, people who take refuge in Bhagavan, who surrender themselves totally to Bhagavan, how? Just by committing to live a life of values, by surrendering their will to Bhagavan of Dharma, with the passion for knowledge, when they surrender naturally, and such people also will become qualified for knowledge in due course of time, and they will also attain moksha, no doubt. What all that we need is ashrayaha, vyapashrayaha, surrendering ourselves to Bhagavan, taking refuge in Bhagavan is the most important thing. If there is ashrayaha, vyapashrayaha, samashrayaha, if the surrender is there in Bhagavan, surrender is there towards the Bhagavan, if Bhagavan is taken as a refuge, then definitely you will not miss, you will in due course of time become qualified for knowledge and you will attain jnanam, there's no doubt. But all that we need is, irrespective of how I was born, what I belong, what category I belong to, even if I'm a papa yoni, because I'm a lot of papa karma, even if I'm born in such and as a person of very inferior caliber, still the time, if I understand the importance of surrender and I understand, commit myself to Bhagavan, then that's naturally commitment to Bhagavan. And in terms of surrendering one's will to Bhagavan, commitment to live a life of Dharma with a prayer for knowledge of the truth, if there is commitment is there, that's called ashrayaha. That is there, then definitely Krishna says they also attain the absolute end. They also accomplish the absolute end, moksha, in terms of knowledge. All that we need is ashrayaha. It doesn't matter what you know, what you do not know, what sort of a birth I had, what sort of mind I have, how impure my mind is, how bad I was, what all wrong things I did, doesn't matter. The minute you know the value of the knowledge, you commit yourself to pursuit of knowledge, and you take, surrender yourself to Bhagavan, begging, requesting, praying for being able to live a life of dharma, the commitment level of dharma, the minute, the day you start yourself to live, commit yourself to live a life of dharma, seeking Bhagavan's grace for maturity and knowledge, no doubt you will be blessed with wisdom, you'll be blessed with knowledge, blessed with the moksha. That is what the promise Bhagavan makes here. Theyapi mam hi vipashitya, having surrendered to me, having taken refuge in me, even those people of the inferior, the birth of inferior caliber, even those people attain moksha. As I said in the 32nd verse.
Swamini.
Yeah.
Vi apa ashrutya.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what they mean?
Yeah. See that ashrayate. Shrayate. Shrayate is a verb. Shrayate means seeks refuge. No, shrayate. The shrayaha noun. Shrayate verb. And the shrayate. Shrayati. Shrayate. So shrayaha is noun. There you add the prefix ashrayaha. Yeah. Ashrayaha. It becomes a locus also. Location. Then, ashray also means a place of an abode. Then we add vi apa a. Three prefixes. Vi apa becomes a vyapa. Vyapa plus a becomes the vi apa plus a becomes vyapa. Then vyapashrayaha means total surrender. Vyapashritya, having surrendered totally to Bhagavan, irrespective of one's background, when a person lives and he, there's no reason that he will definitely, he will accomplish moksha. So, how we become a jignasa bhaktaha, then I commit myself to live a life of dharma, irrespective of what I am until this minute, doesn't matter. Still, I surrendered myself to Bhagavan. That is vyapashrayaha. One who surrendered means, and there is no way of missing the moksha and jnanam. Bhagavan promises. So, he vyapashitya ye papayonayaha api syuhu Striyaha, Vaishyaha, Tata Shudraha, Te Api Paramgatim Yanti. Even those people also attain the absolute end. Not only the people, even anybody can attain the moksha. All that you need is surrender. And surrendering yourself to Bhagavan means being committed to the pursuit of knowledge and thereby to commit yourself to live a life of values, to prepare the mind for knowledge prayerfully and worshipfully. Then they said, there is always prayer. Always prayer. And Nandanar is the best example. Nandanar, he was, in the books of other people, he was a cobbler, mending shoes, sitting in front of Natraja's temple. But in his mind, what was constantly only prayer for Nataraja Darshanam. His prayer was only for all that he has paid was for the vision of Nataraja and Nataraja. But he was doing his work outside. Outwardly he was doing the job of mending the shoes of devotees who were going to the temple. But what doesn't matter, in the books of others, he was not the Dikshita. He was not an ordinary person. But still, Bhagavan blessed him with the vision. There's only story. Matter, I'm qualified or not. I want, so I prayed to Bhagavan, I begged Bhagavan, and then I changed my lifestyle in order to prepare myself for that wisdom. Once it is the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, it definitely will bring about the change in the very way of life a person lives. And that change, that commitment to dharma is actually vyapashrayaha. Once that is there, no doubt, Arjuna, doesn't matter how the person was before, he will be qualified for jnanam and he will be blessed with moksha in terms of the vision of the truth. So, even those people can moksha means Krishna says verse. What about people who are always committed to the pursuit of knowledge, always committed to Bhagavan, who know having Bhagavan is my ultimate goal? One may be doing all one's different duties and things, but still he never forgets this life as a human being. He is living, doing all his duties, but still he knows the purpose of living this life is discovering the truth, Bhagavan in terms of, in the form of the truth. So when he person lives his life for knowing the truth, he is committed to Bhagavan. Therefore, he is also committed to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. And the very lifestyle is because in keeping with his pursuit of knowledge, such a person is a brahmanaha. So he says, and what about that such a person? No doubt, he should attain moksha. Kim punar brahmana bhak. Kim punar brahmana punyaha bhakta rajarshayastatha. Kim punar brahmana punyaha bhakta rajarshayastatha. Kim punar brahmana punyaha bhakta rajarshayastatha. Anityamasukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. Anityamasukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. So Krishna says, even those people who are of sinful birth, who are of such nature before, even those people, when they surrender because of their vyapashrayaha, because of their surrender, because of their commitment, because of the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge and dharma, because of commitment to Bhagavan, even in spite of the background being different, still they will be blessed with the vision. Means kim punaha, then what about the people brahmanaha? Here brahmanaha are those people who are of highly cultured, civilized, who are afraid of adharma, who are committed to dharma, who cannot do any harm to anybody, and they are the brahmanas. And for them Bhagavan is the goal. The life is Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan, life is Bhagavan. Our pursuit of artha, kama, dharma, everything is for ultimately for Bhagavan. And such people who are committed to live a life enjoined by the Shastram, and also punyaha, people, they are people of righteous actions. Because of commitment to dharma, they can only do right actions. They cannot do knowingly any wrong actions. Therefore, punyaha. And because of the previous janma also, they must have done a lot of punya karma to be born in such background, in such families of cultured, civilized people, where they are again, they can follow dharma. For such people of punyam, people of great punyam, and such people, and such devotees who are committed to Bhagavan, such devotees, also rajarshayaha, people who have the great responsibilities of being the king, etc., but still who have great wisdom, rajarshayaha, and all of them also, what to talk of them? How can they miss jnanam and moksha? Of course, they'll all be blessed with jnanam. They'll all accomplish moksha. They'll all accomplish the ultimate end. No doubt. Bhagavan, that is implied there in the first line. Here Krishna says in the second line, he addresses Arjuna. Therefore, anityam asukam lokam imam prapya mam bhajasva. He says, anityam asukam imam, lokam imam prapya. What about this lokam? What about this life? What about this world? Once you're born in this world, of course the world is only there for you to exhaust your punyam and papam in terms of going through the experience of pairs of opposites. And all these pains and pleasures, pairs of opposites you exhaust in this world are all impermanent. There's no permanent pleasure in this world. Therefore, and then life in this world also is not permanent. Because the span of life, already span of life is determined. Even on the day of birth, span of life is determined. Therefore, this only as long as Paradha is there, one can be alive in this world. And as long as Paradha is there, one only exhausts Paradha karma in terms, in the form of going through pairs of opposites. Therefore, this world is not permanent. Anityam lokam. Anityaha lokaha. And also asukam lokam. Asukaha. And definitely in this world, nobody can say, all my life is only life of pleasures. Nobody can say. Therefore, this being like both life of both pains and pleasures, it is asukaha lokaha. It is not a world of permanent joy. It is not a permanent world. Therefore, this world is impermanent. And this world is also what? The world of impermanent. The world of pain, in fact. Why pain? When you experience pain, you can't escape. You're going through experience of pain. When you experience pleasure also, immediately after the pleasure, again pain comes. Again, going through pain after experiencing the pleasure is more painful. Therefore, this pleasure in this world is not, cannot be considered to be pleasure. Therefore, this world is only a world of pain. Asukam lokam. There's no real happiness is not in the world. Because world is not real source of happiness. This world is not a real source of happiness. Real happiness. Nor is this world a source of pleasure also. But this world can serve as a triggering instrument for you to have some pleasure, which is your own swarupam. You enjoy as pleasures. Therefore, the world is a painful, joyless world, asukam world. This is the world. Without being dependent on this world for happiness and security. Anityam asukam imam lokam prapya. Having come into this prapya means having attained this world. Having attained this world means what? Having come into this world. Having entered into this world. Having been born in this world, assuming a body, mind, and scum, having assumed a human form. Now, this is the world, and we are born into this world, we have come into this world. Having come here, what should we do? He says, Krishna says, Mam Bhajasva. Mam Bhajasva means, may you reach me. First meaning is, may you reach me, may you know me, may you attain me, may you worship me. We have to give so many names. Bhajasva, may you, Arjuna, may you first of all have me as your goal. May you know me, try to understand me, and may you reach me. Only by knowing me, you can attain me. And that for which May you appreciate me first of all, worship me. Pray to me, worship me, know me, thereby understand the fact of yourself being non-separate from me. That is what is implied by Bhajasva. Why? Only when you discover Bhagavan as the very truth of yourself, only when you reach Bhagavan, attain Bhagavan in terms of knowledge, you can understand the fact of yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan. In discovering yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan, you can avoid the isolation. And when you resolve the sense of isolation, Siddhidhanai, when you avoid the sense of alienation, when you resolve it, and there you discover freedom, this permanent happiness. The permanent happiness is in discovering the fact of yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan, the whole. Until then, there's long a sense of isolation, sense of separation, sense of alienation, there will be pain. You can't help going through this suffering. And therefore, having come into this world, because you're choicelessly, even coming into this world is not your choice. Choicelessly, helplessly, because of Prarabdha karma, impelled, it is your Prarabdha karma ordained body you have got, and you are born into this world. And Prarabdha karma ordained parents, your mother and father, the birth, the place of birth, your association, everything is ordained by your Prarabdha karma. You are coming into this world, karma, and you are living this world itself, in this world itself, to exhaust part of the karma, which means you will understand this world is impermanent, the world is really painful world also. There is no sukham here. And the sukham, and when you are living in this world, if you want sukham, mam bhajasva. Okay, permanent sukham, permanent happiness, you can discover, which is already there, only when you discover the Lord as the truth. Thereby understand the fact of yourself being non-separate from me. The vision of oneness of the truth, the vision of the whole, yourself being the whole, being non-separate from the whole, that is where your moksha is. Therefore, Krishna says, mam bhajasva. Also remember the fact, other than knowing the truth, other than discovering Bhagavan, imam lokam is what? Anityam asukam. Anityam asukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. I explained the meaning of the verb bhaja, even in Bhajagovindam class very well. Hope you remember. It was done many, many years ago. Manmana bhava mad bhaktaha madhyaji mam namaskuru. Manmana bhava mad bhaktaha madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam. Atmanam matparayanah, mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam, atmanam matparayanah. Manmana bhava matbhaktah, madhyaji mam namaskuru, mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam, Atmanam matparayanah. Manmana bhava madbhaktah. Madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam. Atmanam matparayanah. There's another beautiful verse. One of the many beautiful verses of Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna gives instruction as the Shastram. Now imagine whether Bhagavan speaks means Shastram speaks. Shastram speaks means Pramanam speaks. Pramanam speaks means what? The instrument of knowledge. Once when it's used, it can tell you the fact. What does Bhagavan say here? Hey Arjuna, Mameva Eshyasi. That's a promise. Mam Yeva Eshyasi. You will reach me alone. You will reach me alone means you will attain me in terms of knowledge. You will discover the truth. You will have the vision of the fact of everything being the same, one and the same. You will see the vision of the whole being the manifestation of the truth. You will have the vision of the truth. And you will have the vision of the truth as your own self. So, discovering the truth of one's own self, seeing that one's own self being the truth of the whole, only truth of the whole is in fact discovering Bhagavan, attaining Bhagavan in terms of knowledge. And Bhagavan promises here, Mam eva yeshyasi, you will reach me alone. Means you will attain me. You will attain me in terms of knowledge. You will have the vision. You have the vision of the Swarup of Bhagavan as yourself. But when, how, for that, what you should do to have the vision of the truth? You will not fail. You will attain. He says, Manmanaha Bhava. See, Manmanaha means the one whose mind is fixed in Bhagavan is Bhagavadmanaha. Ishwara Manaha. And here Bhagavan himself is speaking in the name of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says Manmanaha means, first of the one whose mind is fixed in Bhagavan is Bhagavadmanaha, Ishwara Manaha. One whose mind is fixed in me, the Lord, Krishna says Manmanaha. See, Arjuna, Bhava, first of all, may you become the one whose mind is fixed on Bhagavan. What does it mean? Having the mind fixed on Bhagavan means what? You may be living this world, doing a different, playing different roles, doing different duties. Whatever you do, you are focused. You are clear about the purpose of living this life. You have no confusion. You have no doubt. No dilemma. Nobody can shake your understanding of this fact that you are living artha, kama, dharma. Everything is ultimately for this freedom, for moksha, for happiness. Everything is ultimately sought after for that only. And that moksha is nothing but discovering Bhagavan in the form of the truth, which is moksha. Therefore, if this is fixed, if this is then no doubt, then my life is lived for ultimately for that means all the mind is fixed on Bhagavan. So Krishna says, Man Manaha Bhava, may your mind, may you become the one whose mind is fixed on me, Arjuna. Then Madbhaktaha Bhava, the Bhava should go with every word. Madbhaktaha Bhava. May you be my devotee. May you become my devotee. Once your goal is clear and your mind is fixed on Bhagavan, then naturally you are committed to the pursuit of knowledge as a real devotee. Only when your life is lived for the vision of the truth, then that is when your spirituality begins. That is when a person becomes spiritual. That is when a person becomes real devotee. Only as a real devotee, when a person discovers the truth, when I can become the most exalted of the devotees. Jnani Bhakta can become only when as a spiritual person, what else can you do? You will be given this Savanam. When the Savanam is connected by Mananam, that's what naturally will take you to Nididhyasanam. See, the more and more and more and more of Shravanam you do, the Shravanam will convert itself into Nididhyasanam. And then if you're not able to do, see, when, as long as you're, in spite of doing lot of shravanam, you're not able to enjoy the benefit of this knowledge, means the problem is your mind. Lot of raga, dvesha, unresolved likes and dislikes, unresolved passions, unresolved the interest in pleasures, business, those things really. Therefore, it's very important here. So, madbhaktaha. So, all those things happen. So, therefore, it's very important as a person committed to the pursuit of Bhagavan, pursuit of knowledge of the truth, it's very important to equally take care of one's mind, which is the ground where knowledge should rise. So, to sort out one's emotions, one has to surrender one's will to Bhagavan of Dharma. This commitment to live a life of values with the intense and fervent prayer that one should be able to live a life of values. That is how one becomes a bhaktaha, one has a real devotee. He Arjuna mad bhaktaha bhava. One first to fix your mind on me, then you become my devotee. Be committed to me. Then madhyaji bhava. Madhyaji. Then afterwards, you know, then always start appreciating Bhagavan as the bestower of, appreciating Bhagavan as the bestower of all punya papams, as the bestower of all that one faces in life. Therefore, such an attitude of accepting everything with the prasada, as prasada, the sameness of mind. And there's a tremendous gratefulness to Bhagavan for all that one is blessed with. That gratefulness one has should be expressed in the form of one's act of offering. Therefore, that worshipping the Lord means again having naturally the tremendous respect and reverence for everything in the world. Where Krishna says, may you become my worshipper. Becoming a worshipper of Bhagavan means first of all appreciating everything as Bhagavan's gifts and seeing Bhagavan as the bestower of, as karma phala data, thereby seeing as a karma yogi accepting everything as Bhagavan's gifts. When everything is done, also is done as an offering to the Lord. Not only that, there is a reverence as a non-worshipper of Bhagavan. You would not have had any reverence for anything. Here, as a person who is committed to Bhagavan, naturally, then there is nothing which does not deserve any reverence in the world. For a real worshipper, nothing which does not deserve any reverence. Everything deserves reverence. Everything is significant. Everything is important. Everything is great. Therefore, then with great reverence, Arjuna may become my worshipper. Madhyaji bhava. Yajate iti yaji, one who yajate worships with performing rituals. And here yaji, may become a worshipper, means may become, literally it means may become a performer of rituals, which means may become my worshipper. Then whatever action you do, that action becomes offered to Bhagavan. And have offering all one's, performing all actions as an offering to Bhagavan is what? Converting an action into worship. And may you become such a worshipper. Okay, offering, doing anything and everything as an offering to the Lord is converting one's action into worship. And may you become such a worshipper, Madhyaji Bhava. And he says, Mam Namaskuru. May you bow to me, Arjuna. The Namaskuru, yes, Namaskaraha implies surrender. I bow to the Lord means, the word Namaskaraha implies two surrenders. This I told you many times in my class. the absolute namaskaraha, really absolutely we samaskara means offering oneself to Bhagavan. You offer yourself totally to Bhagavan. Falling flat means this is a physical expression. Sashtanga namaskaraha actually implies totally offering oneself to Bhagavan. Tanu manu dhanu. I offer all my possessions myself totally to you. That is the namaskara. And that is done as an expression of reverence even to elders. Namaskara implies totally offering oneself to Bhagavan, which is the surrender. And offering oneself to Bhagavan, absolute surrender is possible only when you discover Bhagavan in the form of truth, obtaining as your own self, the real namaskara. Otherwise, every day you fall at the feet of Bhagavan, physically you offer your namaskara, but still stating the fact, oh Lord, just accept me totally and reveal the Swarupam to me. Thereby help me resolve my enmity with you. This is a prayer. At the same time here, namaskara also, as I said, without living a life of values, without being morally strong, very strong, and it's very important to have mastery over one's likes and dislikes. Without all my desires are only in conformity, fulfilled only in keeping with dharma, means naturally my actions are governed by my knowledge of right and wrong. Not my actions, whatever I do is not actually expression of dictation of my likes and dislikes. It is my expression of my knowledge of right and wrong. Means the surrender to Bhagavan in the form of law and order is surrendered to Bhagavan in the form of dharma, which is relative surrender. Arjuna, live a life of dharma prayerfully, worshipfully, ultimately, for ultimate surrender in terms of knowledge of the truth. That is namaskaraha. Hey Arjuna, mam namaskuru. Man manaha bhava, mad bhaktaha bhava, mad yaji bhava, mam namaskuru. Krishna says four different words. Actually, through all these words, he implies only one thing. Have a desire to discover me. Be committed to the discovery of my Swarupam, and for which you have to change your way of life and live a life of dharma and with reverence for everything in the world. This is the only message. Through all these two, many different words are used. Man manaha bhava, mad bhaktaha bhava, mad yaji bhava, mam namaskuru. So, evam yuktva, evam atmanam yuktva. Matparayanaha. One more word is the matparayanaha bhava. Matparayanaha means Bhagavan eva param ayanam yasya. Parayanaha means param ayanam. Ayanam means ultimate destination, the goal. And param ayanam means the absolute goal, ultimate goal, ultimate destination, reaching where you need not travel anymore, attaining which you not attain anything else, anything anymore. Everything becomes attained, everything becomes accomplished. That is the param ayanam, the absolute. So for the param ayanam, ultimate goal can differ from people to people, person to person. One person may have an ultimate goal. My ultimate goal, my life is earning this much money, getting these awards. So that different people can have different goals. But here, Krishna says, matparayanaha bhava means, may you become the one for whom the ultimate goal is myself. Matparayanaha means bhagavat parayanaha, ishvara parayanaha. Bhagavan, yasya bhagavan param ayanam. Ishwaraha Param Ayanam, the one for whom Bhagavan is the ultimate goal. Nothing else are other ultimate goal. Everything else is ultimate goals. Artha, Kama, enjoyment of pleasures, even living like dharma, doing anything, all sorts of activities, so social lives, socializing, everything is only relative in the life. Everything is must be subservient for the dharma, for moksha, jnanam. Therefore, the one for whom understanding, just knowing, discovering Bhagavan is the ultimate goal, he is what? Bhagavat Parayanaha. Irevane aridalaye melana kurikolaha kondavan. He is Bhagavat Parayanaha. So Krishna says, may you matparayanaha bhava. May you be the one for whom ultimate goal is myself. Okay. Achap may you be. Evam atmanam yuktva. The word atmanam here. Evam yuktva. Evam yuktva means in this manner. Yuktva. Yuktva means being integrated. Being integrated in place, having your, in this manner, focusing attention. Yuktva, having focused your attention in this manner. If you live Arjuna, you will definitely reach me. Mameva eshyasi. And how will you reach me? You will discover me definitely as yourself. Atmanam. Who you will discover me alone. And who am I? I am yourself. You will discover me. Who am the self? Atmanam. You discover Bhagavan as the very truth of I as yourself. I'll be available for you to recognize as your own self. Atmanam, mameva, atmanam eshyasi. So here Bhagavan already made it what? Aham and Atma, yourself and I are not different. You will attain me in terms of knowledge. You will discover me. You will discover the truth, me as the self. Krishna says, but manmanaha bhava, madbhaktaha bhava, madhyaji bhava, mam namaskuru, madparayanaha bhava. The same teaching, what has been being in, repeatedly said, Bhagavan puts in different words in this verse. That's all.
Manmanabhava madbhaktaha madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanaha.
Is the concluding verse of the 9th chapter. Very beautiful verse.
Manmana bhava mad bhaktaha madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam. Mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanaha.
This verse actually you all must have in your mind memorized.
Manmana bhava madbhaktaha madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanaha.
there is no bhakti, will no devotion to Bhagavan will be effective if there is no commitment to life of Daiva Dharma. No knowledge will be possible without living a life of Dharma. At the same time, living a life of Dharma itself is not enough if the goal is not fixed. If the goal is not very clear. I'm following Dharma as an individual, I follow Dharma. At the same time, for me, I don't need to know Bhagavan. For me, Bhagavan is not important. But many people who say, I'm very ethical, I don't worship, I don't really go to temples. Doesn't matter. Going to temples is not compulsory, but still going to temples is a very important discipline. It's up to you, but still, if Bhagavan discovering the truth, he is discovering Bhagavan being the whole. Whereas truth and Bhagavan are one and the same. And the whole cosmos is being the manifest and only truth. The whole cosmos is Bhagavan for us. Therefore, everything which exists here is within the realm of the order. Therefore, anything done in conformity with Dharma alone, this does not disturb the order. Otherwise, the order disturbed will disturb us in return. Therefore, understanding this fact and commitment to Dharma, Bhagavan, means commitment to the pursuit of knowledge of the truth alone really makes a person a spiritual person. Only then the goal is very clear, means then the way of life I should follow. What is the way of life I should follow? How I should live my life? That will become really clear. Otherwise, the value of Dharma will not be relevant. Even the worship will not have any relevance. Prayer will not have any relevance. It may help a person emotionally feel better, but still only as a person of Purushartha Nischayaha, as a person having the clear understanding of the purpose of living this life, then being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, which is Bhagavan, then whole life, following the whole life in keeping with that goal is actually bringing Bhagavan into one's life. That is what is Bhagavan Krishna tells here. Man manaha bhava, mad bhaktaha bhava, madhyaji bhava, mad parayanaha bhava, mam namaskuru, evam yuktva mameva eshyasi. You will definitely reach me alone. This is the class. I'm going to stop here because this chapter ended. And I'll start fresh class because, you know, the main person who always takes care of these classes, who really made a lot of efforts for the Sunday classes to continue, is Ajay. And today he's busy, he's not. Usually he never missed the class. Always he asks me every class, however busy, remind me of the class and he'll ask me for the timings. And today I had reminded him, he did not even ask me, but he was a little busy. But still I didn't want to start the new chapter before that. Next week I'll personally summary of the 9th chapter, then also continue with the 10th chapter. Okay. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Raja Vidya Raja Guhya Yogo Nama Navamot Dhyayah. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So continue my class next week. Until the end of this month, Sunday class will be at maybe 5 o'clock. I can make it 5 o'clock maybe. Okay, 5 p.m. should be okay. Today I'm at 5:30. Can make it 5 p.m. Mangama, I was okay.
Hello, Swaminiji. Namaste. Vijaya here.
Yes, Vijaya. Tell me, any question here from you?
Yeah, there is something you mentioned in this class today. That women are emotional. And that's why
I was thinking of when I said that.
Sorry?
I was thinking you might come out with some question about it. Yeah, tell me.
So, I mean, my question is it like, is it something no. they...
And I know have, what you mean is, always in Vedic tradition, women are highly revered. I tell you one thing. Women are highly revered. Highly revered. And then, women are given a very high place also in the Vedic society. Mother is worshipped, you know, and everything is worshipped as mother. So, the women are highly revered, respected, and in a very high position. At the same time, women are highly protected also in our culture. Because men, the name of the husband is Bharta. Woman is called Bharya. Now, why? What is the meaning? Bharya means she who should be supported and looked after. Bharta means he who is supporter. Supporter is Bharta. Bharya is supported. Bharya is actually potential passive participle converted into an adjective. Bharya means she, one who has to be supported is Bharya. One who has to support is Bharta. That's the meaning. But these words, what it means is, what a man can do, man alone can do. What a woman can do, woman can do. Of course, the general things which you also can do, you also can go to work, you also can earn money, you also can. Nowadays, you also have economic freedom, everything you also have. But there are still we cannot deny the fact of where women, with our biological structure, we have certain things we alone can do, men cannot do. The thing men alone can do. So in Vedic society, always woman was there behind the man's success. And woman was there to support family. Everything was always a woman takes care of the family. All that man does is he goes out, earns money and brings. So naturally what happens relatively because of the physical structure of the woman also, we women are not looked down upon in our culture. At the same time, women are said to be emotionally weak. Because we break, you can see sometimes a woman immediately will cry. Sometimes men don't cry in front of others. They don't immediately break down. Generally, a woman, you can see the tears are poured, not rolling down a woman's always cheeks. But the men, they may have so much of pain, but still they won't that break down that soon. It's a general condition that women are relatively more emotional, which is weak, than men. That is why it is said, that doesn't mean women are not considered to be inferior or like in other cultures, my God, women are treated like very badly. You know that, like machines, all that they do, they had to produce children and then that's the job for them. There's no respect for women. But in Indian Vedic culture, women are revered, worshipped, highly respected. And then highly protected also. Women are highly sheltered in our culture. You know the reason? No, woman has to be protected. Because when a problem comes, man doesn't become pregnant. Who becomes pregnant? Only woman. Therefore, these are physical, biological condition we have. Therefore, women are highly sheltered and protected. In our families, you would have seen in India also, the boys go out and come, even the boys will be questioned, they come very late. But women definitely, all our grandparents and parents, how they're all very protective of us. Very sheltered. Even neighbors in our families, we will always see that they are all good people so that they will be very protective of our children. That is the culture. So, women are highly revered and respected. At the same time, the Shastram understands the general condition of the women. Women are very emotional. because of their attachment and emotional thing, sometimes they will not be able to, they will not become prepared for knowledge very soon. There is understanding. So Krishna says, therefore, even such people, even those people, they attain jnanam once they surrender themselves to Bhagavan. Once they take Bhagavan as the ultimate goal. Vyapashyaha. Not that they cannot achieve. They also can achieve. They will achieve. Provided they surrender. That's the point made. We should not mistake this line that as though Krishna is saying some women are inferior. No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, actually,
no other culture in the world, women are as highly revered as in our culture. And then we always, actually, women are very protected in our culture.
Yeah, I mean, because I understand, you know, when you said it is emotional and it is really true. Mm. I mean, my question was also that how can one get over it, or how can, you know,
How to become an obsession. That is what Krishna says. Even if you're emotional, doesn't matter. Being emotional for a woman is very natural. But understand the goal of life. Understand the purpose of living this life. Then commit yourself to the pursuit of knowledge. And have Bhagwan as the goal. When Bhagwan becomes the goal, don't need to do anything specially. Just do all your duties with a different attitude. You do your duties as an offering to Bhagwan. And you, because of your commitment to Bhagwan, you're worshipful to Bhagwan. You're very thankful to Bhagwan for all that you are blessed with. And you also pray to Bhagwan to bless you with the strength to live a life of dharma. To bless you with the vision and wisdom. And you are prayerful. Once you're committed to Bhagwan means you're prayerful, you're worshipful. And there's a proper attitude there in your life. And for you, everything which comes in life, you because of your prayer and worship, worshipfulness and prayerfulness, because of commitment to Bhagavan, and you are able to look at every situation as a gift from Bhagavan, and you are able to remain the same also in all situations. It is the lifestyle, converting your lifestyle into, you know, a life committed to Bhagavan in the form of living life karma yoga. That is the only way for a man, for a woman, for anybody to prepare one's mind to become strong. How can I become strong? Shastra says, Dharmaha rakshati rakshitaha. Be committed to dharma, then you live a life of dharma, you are protecting dharma. When you are following values, you are protecting values. Once you are protecting values, the values you protect will protect you. That's only strength. Nothing else can give you strength. Dharma will bless you with relative strength. Knowledge will bless you with the absolute strength. That is only protection, that's only strength. Everything else is really, there's no strength otherwise, only weakness.
Okay. Thank you, Samaji.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.